You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
We are coming to you from the beautiful San Juan Islands. We're visiting here at the Lake Dale Resort, and it doesn't get much better than this. We're about halfway between Friday Harbor and Roach Harbor. And a little bit earlier, we were talking about getting out there and enjoying the activities and adventures around these parts. So we thought it's a perfect time to segue into our holiday vacation destination spotlight. Joining me right now is our travel expert, Sharon Emerson, with Cruise and Tour Planners, located in Seattle. And from month to month, Sharon stops by and gives us her best bet on areas that she selected for us. And Sharon, I'm thinking right now, of course, we're talking about all this beachcombing and getting out there near the water. People are just wanting sunshine right now. So what do you think?
Oh, I definitely think sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
We have sunshine sometimes, but it's still cold. So I'm looking for sun and warm.
All right. So where are we off to this month?
Well, let's talk about Hawaii. A lot of people already know about Hawaii, but maybe they've only been to one island or maybe two. I've been there probably 30 times, so I've visited all the islands, and I like to tour all of them. There's two that I haven't been to, though. I haven't been to Lahaina and Molokai, but the rest I've been to many, many times.
For me, I know that Hawaii was one of those ones that I kind of had on that back burner. I always wanted to go, but it was much later in life that I actually did go there for the first time, and it was Waikiki, so I didn't get to venture into the other islands.
Yeah, well, that's a good starting place, and I don't know how long ago that was, but boy, has it changed. In the last 5-6 years, they've totally remodeled it. They tore down a bunch of hotels. It's beautiful now. There's no puka shells on the street anymore. That's what was there when I first went.
Right.
And the beach is lovely. It's a nice place to go for about 3 nights, either the beginning or the end. Sometimes you have to connect there. So It's a good stopping off place. And kind of get you acclimated to the beautiful weather, and then be off to somewhere else.
So, yeah. Well, why don't we start with the different islands? Because there's lots of folks like myself that have waited to go to Hawaii or the islands. And so let's start with kind of breaking down the different islands and kind of your thought on them.
Okay, well, let's go north first, which
okay.
is Hawaii. Now, that one is called the Garden Island, and the reason is it's the most northern island. It can be a little cooler. I've been there in October when it was really hot, so It's not always cooler, but it can be. It's the wettest island. Has a beautiful canyon, great helicopter trips into the canyon. Up the coast, the east coast has rugged coast. You take a helicopter up that coast. It's just gorgeous. There's about 1,000 waterfalls. It's a quiet island, but the best place to go on Kauai is at the south point called Poipu. And when you see the clouds come in, they'll split at Poipu, and they'll go up and dump the water in the canyon. But it'll be nice at Poipu.
Interesting.
So that's my favorite area on Kauai.
And you said there's all the waterfalls there, so that's one of the ones where it probably has the most waterfalls, is that right?
Yeah, there's about 1,000, they said, on that one coast. And it's not a very long coastline.
Predominantly condos or all kinds of hotels as well?
A lot of condos. There are a few five-star hotels. And some of those five stars are up in the cloudy, rainy area, which I don't understand. But down in Poipu, there's a lot of condos. So, and some hotels.
Okay.
The Marriott has a beautiful hotel down there. But there is a beautiful beach. It's a lovely place. Great snorkeling.
Oh, I love it.
So that's a great one. Then you come south a little bit and you hit Oahu, which is the capital. That's where Honolulu is. And sometimes you'll connect there to go to the outer islands. But Oahu has Waikiki, like we were talking about. It's a big island, and it's got a lot of hotels, but only one condo right on the beach. So, yeah, if you go a block or two back from the beach, you find other condos. So it's got lots of shopping, lots of restaurants. In November, if you go, the North Shore has big waves. That's where a lot of the competition is, and mm-hmm. that's kind of fun to go there. You don't need a car on Oahu. Unless you want one for a day or two, you can rent it. But parking a car is very expensive. So I recommend you just do the shuttle between the airport and the hotel. And then if you want a car to drive around, just do it for one day.
Yeah, because you're right. The parking is astronomical there. Yeah. And, you know, everybody kept saying, don't rent a car. There's shuttles everywhere. And we did take a shuttle pretty much everywhere because the hotels all have the different shuttles to the various things going on. So it's perfect for that.
And there's a trolley goes up and down, so you can jump on that. There's bus service, great public bus service.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come down to Molokai. Molokai is a really small island with very limited accommodations. It used to be a leper colony, and it's nice. There's not much to do there. You can take a ferry from Maui over to Molokai for one day if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is Lanai, and that's another small island. They've got a hotel there, the Four Seasons, has just done a multi-million dollar makeover.
Wow.
It's a luxurious island. I believe Bill Gates got married on that island. So it's a ferry ride if you want to go for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come down to Maui. Maui is the most popular. Everybody wants to go to Maui. And they got lots of condos on the beach. I say it's kind of like New York City with a beach. It's kind of funny. There's just tons of places to stay. Beautiful beach, and you walk the beach all the way down. I like to stop at each hotel and have lunch one day at this hotel and one day at that hotel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But great, great places to go. A rental car is necessary. There's two airports. So make sure you know which one you're flying into. And lots of drives, beautiful places to go on that island.
And then the nightlife as well. I mean, obviously it's accommodated for the touristas.
Yeah, it's a very tourist island, but it's also very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The properties there are more expensive, and the food is expensive. So it is the higher-end island.
Okay.
And then you come to Hawaii, which is the biggest island, and it's got lots of combinations, hotels, condos. It's got a little village called Kailua Kona, which I just love. It's a cute little town with some shops and restaurants. Lots of places to stay, from the five-star hotels up north of the airport down into the village with lots of condos. It's just a great island. Lots of trips. You need a car.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of driving around to do, to poke around and go down the Black Sand Beach and the City of Refuge and up to the volcanoes. And
you got to do the coffee plantations too, right?
Coffee plantations. You can drive all the way around the island. It's just a really nice place. That was our first time to Hawaii, and it's kind of been on that back burner, you know, mm-hmm. where you always like that first place.
Oh, yeah. Now, how do you steer people then into the right direction, into which island they're going to want to settle in?
Well, you want to know what they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to do nothing. You just want to sit by the pool. Maybe you're not a water, you know, a saltwater person. Sit
right.
by the pool, smell the flowers, listen to the music. Or do you want to get out there and climb and hike, and you can hike up to the volcanoes? All the water sports. The surfing, the snorkeling, the diving. You got to find out what kind of people they are.
Yeah. And now what about the time of year, though? I mean, I know that all varies as well.
Well, you're going to have some problems if you go during school holidays, because people that own condos, that's where they go use their condos. When they're not there, many people put them into rental pools.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you can get some condos off season. I've been there all different times of the year. So I don't know. Whenever it's miserable at home, it's a good time to go to the Hawaiian Islands.
It's a good time to go. Now, do we have to, you mentioned about the ferry that you can take, you know, from Maui. Is there other little ferry services, or do you have to just fly the little puddle jumpers?
No, you have to fly.
Okay.
You have to fly. But the other way, if you really want to, you can take a cruise ship from L.A. seven night or crossover. I think it's about a 10 night over to Honolulu. You can flip around the islands. It'll make several stops at the different islands. Fly home, or you can cruise back again. If you don't want to fly, then cruise back home again. So
right.
You're looking at maybe 14 days.
Yeah, a longer trip.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Or you can go cruise one way, fly back. And then in May, usually one cruise line will have a cruise from Hawaii to Seattle before the Alaska run.
Right. A lot of people ask about that because they would rather cruise. A lot of people don't like to fly.
Right. And even from Seattle or any of the West Coast, if you want to drive to L.A., I have some clients that did that last year. They did a 115-day round-the-world cruise from Oregon, and they drove to L.A., caught their ship, and came back to L.A. and drove home. So that was a great way to keep from flying.
So then time of year is really just, you know, whenever you kind of feel like going.
Yeah, I think, you know, you got your shoulder seasons, April, May, and September, October. That's great. But wintertime, it's just November, December. November's great for whales.
Mm-hmm.
You love whale watching or swimming with the whales in Maui. You go over to a little island, Molokai, and then you swim with the whales out there.
That would be exciting.
So, yeah, just go anytime.
Yeah, and of course we've got to contact you to find out about it. So once again, thanks so much, Sharon, for stopping by this month. Once again, we're talking with Sharon Emerson with Cruise and Tour Planners. The number is 206-367-7657, and you can go to their website, cruiseandtourplanners.com. Thanks so much, Sharon.
Thank you, Lindy.
And once again, we are coming to you from Lakedale Resort on the San Juan Islands. And the number here is 1-800-617-2267. And you can also check them out on the web at lakedale.com. Don't go away. You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest. Coming up, we've got movies. We'll be right back.
We take you now to the land of holiday, where every day is a special day to someone. And everywhere you look, you find only the best of all things. The land of holiday is right here where you live, and you get there just by clicking SeattleHolidayCentral.com, your local land for special days, because we know every day is a special day for someone, a birthday, a wedding, an anniversary, and when you want the best for that day, SeattleHolidayCentral.com can help you find a delicious cake, who has the best flowers and floral arrangements, who can help you plan a big event. Find the best of the best at SeattleHolidayCentral.com. Of course, when national holidays roll around, SeattleHolidayCentral.com will be all themed out for those days. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, Easter, the 4th of July. So get clicking. Turn on your computer and go to SeattleHolidayCentral.com, where they know every day is a special day for someone. And in the land of holiday, only the best will do.
Looking for a romantic getaway in the Seattle area? Then you should head to the Cozy Eagles View Bed and Breakfast in Burien at Seahurst Park. Taking the spectacular view of the Puget Sound and the Olympic Mountains from a 300-foot vantage point where you'll enjoy nature at its finest. If you're thinking about a honeymoon or anniversary, then Eagles View is the perfect choice for total privacy, and you'll feel pampered from the moment you arrive. You'll also love the peaceful setting just a few miles from downtown Seattle and SeaTac Airport. Come take in the view from the deck or from your luxurious suite, the Sound Vista. It's filled with all the creature comforts, including private entrance, relaxing jetted bath, sauna, cozy robes, and luxurious furnishings complete with refrigerator, microwave, coffee maker, as well as VCR, TV, DVD, and high-speed internet. When it's time for breakfast, you'll enjoy a delicious feast filled with all kinds of goodies. For more information about Eagles View Bed and Breakfast, visit eaglesview-bnb.com or call 1-888-476-3746.
On your next getaway, discover a relaxing waterfront retreat where you can truly unwind. Panoramic ocean or lakefront views within spectacular northwest settings. Where? Hallmark Inns and Resorts in Oregon and Washington. You'll find all the comforts of home and then some. Cozy fireplaces, in-room spas, and fresh Northwest cuisine. With two Hallmark locations on the Oregon coast, Cannon Beach and Newport, the opportunities for sightseeing, beachcombing, and exploring are endless. You'll also find interesting galleries and marine exhibits close by. In Washington, the Best Western Hallmark Inn and Conference Center in Moses Lake is your hub for unique outdoor adventures, including hunting, fishing, hiking, and more. Whichever Hallmark you choose, you'll find a family atmosphere close to all the action and attractions. For more information and to make reservations at Hallmark Inns and Resorts, call 1-888-448-4449 or visit us on the web at hallmarkinns.com.